Epilogue to the 2018 edition. By Germar Rudolph. This book, first published in 2003 and then issued in a slightly revised second edition in 2005, caused quite a stir both in the revisionist community as well as among the Holocaust orthodoxy. Revisionists have since tried to expand Heddesheimer's approach to cover other US and foreign sources. If systematically scouring media databases and document archives as described in the introduction to this book, many more sources echoing the same magical 6 million number could doubtlessly be found. To preserve that list in printed form, I reproduce an updated version of it at the end of this epilogue. Another fruit of Heddesheimer's pioneering work consists of video presentations which enlighten the inquirer about the astonishing origin of the 6 million figure. They used to be accessible on YouTube, but in 2019, that platform banned anything critical of the Orthodox Holocaust narrative. As of this writing in 2024, searching uncensored streaming services such as BitChute with keywords, such as First Holocaust or 6 Million Jews, brings up some of these documentaries. Most notable among these videos is the 70-minute documentary I myself produced based on the present book, but after reading this book, you won't find much there that will be new to you. It may be useful, however, in order to introduce people to this topic, who otherwise are disinclined to spend the time and effort needed to read an entire book. I also list the German edition of it, just in case. The First Holocaust, The Surprising Origin of the 6 Million Figure, holocausthandbooks.com/video/The First Holocaust, 1 hour 10 minutes Der Erste Holocaust, Der Verblüffende Ursprung der 6 Millionenzahl, holocausthandbooks.com/video/Der Erste Holocaust, 1 hour 5 minutes. There have also been a few critical remarks about Heddesheimer's book. They point out that there is nothing wrong with an ethnic or religious group trying to help their brethren in distress, as Jewish organizations in the US did with regard to Jews suffering in Europe, either under the Tsarist regime or during and after World War I. That point may be granted, but that is, of course, not the point Heddesheimer is making. Apart from the foregoing, the Soviet Union was born of a predominantly Jewish revolution, and secular Jews, if there is such a thing, dominated the Soviet Union in the early years to an astonishing degree. Antisemitism was even made a crime in the Soviet Union right after its creation, and we should also not forget that the Jewish six-pointed star was the state symbol used by the early Soviet Union, not the five-pointed star, which was adopted only later. Hence, U.S. Jewish groups collecting money for Jewish relief causes in the Soviet Union can hardly claim that the money was spent to avert Jewish suffering. Support given thereto was naive at best, and in fact helped entrench the Soviet terror regime during the first decade after World War I. List of pre-Nuremberg references to 6 million Jews, starting in 1850. 1. 1850, British Society for the Propagation of the Gospel Among the Jews, editor, The Jewish Herald and Record of Christian Effort for the Spiritual Good of God's Ancient People, Volume 5, Aylott and Jones, London, August 1850, page 216, quote, there are now living about 6 million Israelites, unquote, in the world, reprinted in the Christian Spectator 1850, page 496. 2. 1866, Brigham Young, The Latter-day Saints Millennial Star, Volume 28, London 1866, page 677, quote, there are but about 6 million Jews in the world, unquote. 3. 1869, The New York Times, the 12th of September 1869, page 8, quote, there are now living about 6 million Israelites, nearly one half of whom live in Europe, unquote. Repeated on the 31st of October 1869. 4. 1889, The New York Times, the 10th of February 1889, quote, how many Jews are there? The lowest estimate that could be entertained, stated the number of the ubiquitous race at 6 million, unquote. 5. 1891, The New York Times, the 26th of January 1891, quote, Russia's population of 5 million to 6 million Jews, about 6 million persecuted and miserable wretches, unquote. 6. 1891, Harold Frederic, An Indictment of Russia, The New York Times, the 12th of September 1891, quote, As to the entire number of Jews in Russia, a total of 6 million is most nearly correct, unquote. 7. 1896, Russia and Religious Liberty, The New York Times, the 15th of March 1891, quote, the Russian Jews are 5 million or 6 million, unquote. 8. 1900, Stephen S. Wise, New York Times, the 11th of June 1900, quote, there are 6 million living, bleeding, suffering arguments in favor of Zionism, unquote. 9. 1902, Encyclopedia Britannica, 10th edition, volume 25, 1902, page 482, quote, while there are in Russia and Romania 6 millions of Jews who are being systematically degraded, unquote. 10. 1902, Samuel W. Goldstein, New York Times, the 27th of November 1902, quote, plea for Zionism. In answer I would say, does Dr. Silverman represent the 6 million Jews in Russia, 300,000 in Romania and the 1 million in Galicia? Unquote. 11. 1903, New York Times, the 16th of May 1903, more details of the Kishinev massacre, quote, we charge the Russian government with responsibility for the Kishinev massacre. We say it is steeped to the eye in the guilt of this Holocaust. So long as a civilized government brands 5 million people as a perilous pest which must be slowly annihilated, so long its baser subjects will think themselves justified in accelerating the process of extermination with knives, axes, and hatches, unquote. 12. 1903, The Jewish Criterion, Pittsburgh, the 18th of September 1903, page 6, quote, 6 million downtrodden brethren, unquote. 13. 1904, The Jewish Criterion, Pittsburgh, the 19th of February 1904, page 2, quote, where 5 or 6 million people existed under persecution, unquote. 14. 1904, The Jewish Criterion, Pittsburgh, the 7th of October 1904, page 1, quote, the final and definite deliverance of the 6 millions of Russian, Romanian and Galician Jews. Transporting 5 or 6 million people over the sea, unquote. 15. 1904, Israel Zangwill, New York Times, the 20th of October 1904, quote, the problem does not relate to the American Jews, but to the 6 million in Russia. The Russian government has consented to allow the Jews to leave, unquote. 16. 1905, New York Times, the 29th of January 1905, quote, Reverend Dr. Harris declared that a free and a happy Russia, with its 6 million Jews, would possibly mean the end of Zionism, since the abolition of the autocracy would practically eliminate the causes that brought Zionism into existence, unquote. 17. 1905, New York Times, the 1st of November 1905, quote, from 1890 to 1902, Chief Procurator of the Holy Synod Pobedonostsev caused 6 million Jewish families to be expelled from Russia. Unquote. 18. 1906, New York Times, the 25th of March 1906, quote, startling reports the condition and future of Russia's 6 million Jews were made on March 12 in Berlin to the annual meeting of the Central Jewish Relief League of Germany by Dr. Paul Nathan. He left St. Petersburg with the firm conviction that the Russian government's studied policy for the solution of the Jewish question is systematic and murderous extermination, unquote. 19. 1907, The Jewish Criterion, Pittsburgh, the 18th of October 1907, page 13, quote, for 6 million people cannot emigrate, unquote. 20. 1908, Deseret Evening News, the 17th of March 1908, quote, poverty, starvation and disease are the afflictions which now beset the 6 million Jews in that country and Romania, unquote. 21. 1908, The Jewish Criterion, Pittsburgh, the 7th of August 1908, quote, when 6 million Russian Jews are crying, unquote. 22. 1910, The Jewish Criterion, Pittsburgh, the 4th of February 1910, quote, 6 million babies saved by Strauss, unquote. 23. 1910, many Jews flee from Russia, the New York Times, the 13th of March 1910, Russia's, quote, Jewish population of roundly 6 million, unquote. 24. 1910, Russian Jews in Sad Plight, The New York Times, the 11th of April 1910, quote, the systematic, relentless, quiet grinding down of a people of more than 6 million souls, unquote. 25. 1911, Encyclopedia Britannica, 11th edition, volume 2, 1911, page 145, quote, while there remain in Russia and Romania over 6 million of Jews who are being systematically degraded. Unquote. 26. 1911, Max Nordau speaking at the 1911 Zionist Congress. Ben Hecht, Perfidy New York, Julian Messner, 1961, page 254, quote, but the same righteous governments, who are so nobly, industriously active to establish the eternal peace, are preparing, by their own confession, complete annihilation for 6 million people, unquote. 27. 1911, Fort Wayne Journal Gazette, Indiana, the 4th of June 1911, page 15, quote, Prince, priest and peasant wage war against 6 million Jews, unquote. 28. 1911, The Jewish Criterion, Pittsburgh, the 18th of August 1911, page 14, quote, very soon a fervid Russian patriotism will reign in every ghetto, and the melting up of the race begin. But this absorption of the 5 or 6 million Jews, unquote. 29. 1911, Max Nordau, The Jewish Chronicle, London, the 18th of August 1911, page 14, quote, the downfall of 6 million creatures. For no war has ever yet destroyed 6 million human lives, unquote. 30. 1911, The Jewish Criterion, Pittsburgh, the 25th of August 1911, quote, 6 million Jews are still groaning under the most terrible yoke, unquote. 31. 1911, Max Nordau, The Jewish Criterion, Pittsburgh, the 1st of September 1911, page 3, quote, the downfall of 6 million creatures. For no war has ever yet destroyed 6 million human lives, unquote. 32. 1911, Max Nordau, The Reform Advocate, Chicago, the 9th of September 1911, quote, the downfall of 6 million creatures. For no war has ever yet destroyed 6 million human lives, unquote. 33. 1911, New York Times, the 31st of October 1911, quote, the 6 million Jews of Russia are singled out for systematic oppression and for persecution due to process of law, unquote. 34. 1911, Condition of the Jews in Russia Worst in History, New York Times, the 10th of December 1911, quote, the Russian government is making the 6 million Jews a people economically exhausted, a people without any rights at all, unquote. 35. 1912, American Jewish Year Book 5672, the 23rd of September 1911, the 11th of September 1912, page 308, quote, Russia has since 1890 adopted a deliberate plan to expel or exterminate 6 million of its people for no other reason than that they refuse to become members of the Greek Church, but prefer to remain Jews, unquote. 36. 1912, The Jewish Criterion, Pittsburgh, the 5th of January 1912, quote, more than 6 million Jews reside in small towns and villages, there is no Sabbath question, unquote. 37. 1912, Rabbi Stephen S. Wise, New York Tribune, the 11th of September 1912, page 9, quote, Russia is now asphyxiating the Jews. It does not dare to offend the nations by blood spilling, so it is slowly, but surely grinding out the lives of 6 million Jews, unquote. 38. 1913, Fort Wayne Journal Gazette, Indiana, the 18th of October 1913, page 4, quote, there are 6 million Jews in Russia and the government is anxious to annihilate them by methods that provoke protests from the civilized world, unquote. 39. 1914, The Jewish Criterion, Pittsburgh, the 10th of July 1914, page 9, quote, where 6 million Jews are suffering, unquote. 40. 1914, New York Times, the 2nd of December 1914, page 12, quote, appeal for aid for Jews. The plight of more than 6 million Jews. Upon the Jewish people, more than 9 million of whom live in the countries at war and over 6 million of these in the actual war zone in Poland, Galicia and the whole of the Russian frontier, unquote. 41. 1915, New York Times, the 14th of January 1915, page 3, quote, in the world today there are about 13 million Jews, of whom more than 6 million are in the heart of the war zone, Jews whose lives are at stake and who today are subjected to every manner of suffering and sorrow, unquote. 42. 1915, The Jewish Criterion, Pittsburgh, the 19th of March 1915, quote, how the casting of 6 million people into the deepest abyss of servitude and outlawry is to relieve tension we cannot understand, unquote. 43. 1915, The Sun, New York, the 6th of June 1915, section 5, page 1, quote, 6 million Jews, one half of the Jewish people throughout the world, are being persecuted, hounded, humiliated, tortured, starved. 6 million Jews in Russia are being tortured so mercilessly, unquote. 44. 1915, The Jewish Criterion, Pittsburgh, the 25th of June 1915, quote, the annihilation of the 6 million Jews now congregated in the Russian domains goes on in a well-defined and systematic manner, unquote. 45. 1915, Jacob Dahash, The Boston Sunday Globe, the 26th of September 1915, page 46, quote, indeed the only point that all warring elements are agreed upon is that at the end of the Holocaust the Jews and Palestine will be more closely related than at present, unquote. 46. 1915, New York Tribune, the 14th of October 1915, quote, what the Turks are doing to Armenians is child's play compared to what Russia is doing to 6 million Jews, her own subjects, unquote. 47. 1915, The Mercury, the 4th of December 1915, quote, 6 million of Russian and Polish Jews are today the most pitiable victims of that race hatred and that race fanaticism which have been the creed of Germany, unquote. 48. 1916, The Jews in the Eastern War Zone, The American Jewish Committee, Editor, 1916, pages 19 and following, 29, 47, 60, 66, quote, where 6 million human beings guilty only of adherence to the Jewish faith are compelled to live out their lives in squalor and misery, in constant terror of massacre. Estimated at 6 million or more. Of these 6 million people, a kind of prison with 6 million inmates. The persons most affected, the 6 million Jews of Russia. The Jews are loyal and brave, and it is most inadvisable to pursue a policy which might convert 6 million subjects into enemies. The 6 million Jews of Russia still continued. Nearly 3 of the 6 million, unquote. 49. 1916, Sausalito News, California, the 22nd of January 1916, page 1, quote, 6 million starving Polish Jews in the war-stricken countries of Europe, unquote. 50. 1916, Oakland Tribune, California, 26 plus the 27th of January 1916, page 1, front page advert 2 days running, quote, the President of the United States, 6 million starving, homeless, people, why should the President, by proclamation to the people of the nation, fix upon January 27th as the day for contributing towards the relief of over 6 million Jews located in the Far Eastern War Zone? Unquote. 51. 1916, The Tacoma Times, the 28th of February 1916, quote, there were 6 million Jews in Europe absolutely without food or resources, unquote. 52. 1916, New York Times, the 28th of February 1916, quote, nearly 6 million Jews are ruined in the greatest moral and material misery, millions of them are refugees, dependent upon the goodwill of their brethren, unquote. 53. Kalamazoo Gazette, Kalamazoo, Michigan, Wednesday, the 1st of March 1916, page 1, quote, war may move 6 million Jews, nearly 6 million Jews are ruined, unquote. 54. 1916, The Jewish Criterion, Pittsburgh, the 3rd of March 1916, page 6, quote, position of the Jews in Russia. The Jews in Russia, numbering about 6 million, are denied full political and civil rights and are economically oppressed, unquote. 55. 1916, New York Herald, the 5th of March 1916, section 3, page 10, quote, 6 million Jews, old men, women and little children, are suffering from the greatest calamity that has befallen Israel since the Egyptian bondage, unquote. 56. 1916, North Devon Journal, the 9th of March 1916, page 7, quote, in Poland, in southern and western Russia, 6 million Jews resided when the war broke out. They lived there in the Pale of Settlement, in poverty, and were terribly overcrowded, unquote. 57. 1916, Fort Wayne Journal Gazette, Indiana, the 12th of March 1916, page 34, quote, 6 million Jews reported starving in the warring countries, unquote. 58. 1916, El Paso Herald, the 22nd of April 1916, page 5, quote, 6 million Jews are deprived of papers by Russian censorship. 6 million Jews have been robbed of their newspapers, unquote. 59. 1916, The Jewish Criterion, Pittsburgh, the 4th of August 1916, quote, 6 million Jews, unquote. 60. 1917, Corsicana Daily Sunday, the 16th of February 1917, page 2, quote, 6 million Jews are living in lands where they are oppressed, exploited, crushed and robbed of every inalienable human right, unquote. 61. 1918, Fort Wayne News and Sentinel, Indiana, the 22nd of June 1918, page 1, quote, in the war zone of Europe there are 6 million Jews who have been the war's worst sufferers, unquote. 62. 1918, The Columbus Jewish Chronicle, the 28th of June 1918, page 1, quote, claims Palestine has room for 6 million. It is quite possible for Palestine to find room for 5 to 6 millions. 800,000 hectares will suffice to produce the food of 6 millions of people, unquote. 63. 1918, The Bakersfield Californian, the 30th of July 1918, page 4, quote, the 6 million starving Jews in Poland, Galicia and other stricken eastern provinces, unquote. 64. 1918, The Jewish Criterion, Pittsburgh, the 5th of September 1918, quote, Russia, where the bulk of the Jewish people to the number of well over 6 million still dwell, is a land of blood and midnight darkness, unquote. 65. 1918, The Columbus Jewish Chronicle, the 13th of September 1918, page 1, quote, the report describes the havoc the war has caused among the 6 million Jews of Russia. Driven by the invading armies, the Jews have been compelled to flee from their homes, unquote. 66. 1918, New York Times, the 18th of October 1918, page 12, quote, 6 million souls will need help to resume normal life when war is ended. Committee of American Jews lays plans for the greatest humanitarian task in history. 6 million Jews need help, unquote. 67. 1919, The Bourbon News, the 1st of April 1919, page 4, quote, 6 million Jews in Poland, Lithuania, Galicia, Palestine, Turkey and Siberia who are dying of starvation, unquote. 68. 1919, The Corsicana Daily Sunday, the 3rd of April 1919, page 5, quote, 6 million are starving, it is estimated that there are 6 million Jewish women, children and aged men actually starving to death, unquote. 69. 1919, The Galveston Daily News, the 4th of April 1919, page 3, quote, 6 million Jews in Poland, Lithuania, Galicia, Palestine, Turkey and Siberia are dying of starvation. These 6 million despairing souls are totally dependent on American generosity for the bare necessities of life, unquote. 70. 1919, The Watchman and Sovereign, the 5th of April 1919, quote, 6 million Jews in Poland, Lithuania, Galicia, Palestine, Turkey and Siberia are dying of starvation. These 6 million despairing souls are totally dependent on American generosity for the bare necessities of life, unquote. 71. 1919, The Galveston Daily News, the 5th of April 1919, page 5, quote, 6 million Jews are dying of starvation, unquote. 72. 1919, The Galveston Daily News, the 6th of April 1919, page 8, quote, "The American Jewish Relief Committee is endeavoring to save from starvation 6 million Jews who are the helpless victims of the German terror," unquote. 73. 1919, El Paso Herald, the 7th of April 1919, quote, "To save from starvation 6 million Jews who are the helpless victims of the German terror," unquote. 74. 1919, San Antonio Express, the 8th of April 1919, page 15, quote, "The American Jewish Relief Committee is endeavoring to save from starvation 6 million Jews who are the helpless victims of the German terror," unquote. 75. 1919, The Corsicana Daily Sunday, the 9th of April 1919, page 8, quote, "The American Jewish Relief Committee is endeavoring to save from starvation 6 million Jews who are the helpless victims of the German terror," unquote. 76. 1919, San Antonio Express, the 9th of April 1919, page 12, quote, "At no other time in the history of the Jewish people has the need been so great as now. 6 million of our brothers and sisters are dying of starvation. The entire race is threatened with extinction," unquote. 77. 1919, Daily Kentucky New Era, Wednesday, the 9th of April 1919, pages 4 and following, quote, "The American Jewish Relief Committee is endeavoring to save from starvation 6 million Jews who are the helpless victims of the German terror," unquote. 78. 1919, The Wellington Leader, Texas, the 11th of April 1919, page 1, quote, "We wish to call the attention of our people to the great drive that is on to raise funds for the relief of the 6 million Jews who are starving in the war-ridden districts of the East," unquote. 79. 1919, The Corsicana, Semi-Weekly Light, the 11th of April 1919, page 5, quote, "The American Jewish Relief Committee is endeavoring to save from starvation 6 million Jews who are the helpless victims of the German terror," unquote. 80. 1919, The Daily Courier, Pennsylvania, the 4th of August 1919, section 2, page 1, quote, "Appeals to America to act quickly if lives of some 6 million Jews are to be saved. The lives of some 6 million people are at stake," unquote. 81. 1919, The Fulton Patriot, the 3rd of September 1919, page 4, quote, "World Jury at Greatest Crisis, Leaders in America Striving to Save Race in Europe from Destruction. All told, many million Christians and more than 6 million Jews in countries other than the United States are being directly aided by American Jewish relief funds," unquote. 82. 1919, New York Times, the 8th of September 1919, page 6, quote, "127,000 Jews have been killed and 6 million are in peril. 6 million souls in Ukraine and in Poland have received notice through action and by word that they are going to be completely exterminated. This fact stands before the whole world as the paramount issue of the present day," unquote. 83. 1919, The Fort Wayne News and Sentinel, the 17th of September 1919, section 2, page 1, quote, "6 million Jews are dying of starvation and where vast numbers of them, innocent victims of the ravages of war, wander homeless and in rags," unquote. 84. 1919, Trenton Evening Times, Trenton, New Jersey, the 28th of September 1919, page 4, quote, "6 million Jews reported destitute in Eastern Europe," unquote. 85. 1919, Rushville Daily Republican, the 29th of September 1919, page 4, quote, "The thought that as I walk the streets of this prosperous and happy town there are 6 million people in other lands without food, shelter or raiment is disturbing. When I read, as I have read all my life, of the persecution and slaughter of the Jews, I am not proud of my own race or my religion. 6 million people perishing," unquote. 86. 1919, Tipton Tribune, the 29th of September 1919, page 2, quote, "The thought that as I walk the streets of this prosperous and happy town there are 6 million people in other lands without food, shelter or raiment is disturbing. When I read, as I have read all my life, of the persecution and slaughter of the Jews, I am not proud of my own race or my religion. 6 million people perishing. Unquote. 87. 1919, Fort Wayne Journal Gazette, the 1st of October 1919, page 4, quote, the thought that as I walk the streets of this prosperous and happy town there are 6 million people in other lands without food, shelter or raiment is disturbing. When I read, as I have read all my life, of the persecution and slaughter of the Jews, I am not proud of my own race or my religion. 6 million people perishing. Unquote. 88. 1919, The Washington Democrat, the 2nd of October 1919, page 1, quote, the thought that as I walk the streets of this prosperous and happy town there are 6 million people in other lands without food, shelter or raiment is disturbing. When I read, as I have read all my life, of the persecution and slaughter of the Jews, I am not proud of my own race or my religion. 6 million people perishing. Unquote. 89. 1919, The Colorado Springs Gazette, the 2nd of October 1919, quote, 6 million Jews form daily in a bread line, 6 million Jews, men, women and children, a number as great as the population of the state of Illinois including Chicago, form the bread line in Europe every day, unquote. 90. 1919, Janesville Daily Gazette, Wisconsin, the 4th of October 1919, page 4, quote, the feast day of Rosh Hashanah. It was not a feast day for some 6 million starving Jews of Europe because every day for the past 4 years has been a fast day for them. The 5-year fast that has been the lot of the 6 million Jews in Europe, unquote. 91. 1919, Sheboygan Press, Wisconsin, the 4th of October 1919, page 2, quote, the feast day of Rosh Hashanah. It was not a feast day for some 6 million starving Jews of Europe because every day for the past 4 years has been a fast day for them. The 5-year fast that has been the lot of the 6 million Jews in Europe, unquote. 92. 1919, The Pittsburgh Gazette Times, the 5th of October 1919, section 6, page 16, quote, still they live, these 6 million helpless, starving, homeless people, Jewish War Relief Committee, unquote. 93. 1919, The Fort Wayne Journal Gazette, Indiana, the 6th of October 1919, page 3, quote, with 6 million of their population in absolute want, they are unable alone to render sufficient aid. There are today to be found in the 10 provinces of Russia, Poland and the 15 provinces called the Pale of Settlement 6 millions of these peaceful and law-abiding people. We do not see with our eyes the evidences of want and degradation into which 6 million Jews have been thrown suddenly through no fault of their own, unquote. 94. 1919, Indiana Weekly Messenger, the 9th of October 1919, page 1 and 4, quote, life for 6 millions in the shadow of death. 6 millions mean what? 6 million souls, old men, old women, and little children in Poland, Lithuania, Russia, Palestine, Galicia, Turkey, Syria, Romania, Greece, and Bulgaria are in imminent danger of starving to death this winter. The responsibility of maintaining life in these 6 million sufferers rests upon every man and woman in the United States. Helping the Jews in their extremity is not helping the Bolsheviks, the speaker emphatically declared, unquote. 95. 1919, Schenectady Gazette, the 16th of October 1919, page 15, quote, today 6 million Jews are facing the darkest days ever known in the long history of the race, unquote. 96. 1919, Titusville Herald, the 18th of October 1919, page 4, quote, Jewish Relief Fund. Contribute today, the last day and help save from death 6 millions of starving people, unquote. 97. 1919, San Francisco Chronicle, the 19th of October 1919, page 18, quote, 6 million Jews in bread line, Strauss writes. More than third of entire race in world reduced to despair in Europe. 6 million Jews, out of the 16 million in the world, unquote. 98. 1919, Cape Vincent Eagle, the 23rd of October 1919, quote, there are 6 million people in other lands without food, shelter or raiment is disturbing. When read, as I have read all my life, of the persecution and slaughter of the Jews, I am not proud of my own race or of my religion, unquote. 99. 1919, Martin H. Glynn, The Crucifixion of Jews Must Stop. The American Hebrew, the 31st of October 1919, page 582, quote, from across the sea 6 million men and women call to us for help, within them reside the illimitable possibilities for the advancement of the human race as naturally would reside in 6 million human beings. In this catastrophe, when 6 million human beings are being whirled toward the grave by a cruel and relentless fate, only the most idealistic promptings of human nature should sway the heart and move the hand. 6 million men and women are dying from lack of the necessaries of life, bigoted lust for Jewish blood. In this threatened holocaust of human life in the name of the humanity of Moses to 6 million famished men and women. 6 million men and women are dying, 6 million Jewish men and women are starring across the seas, unquote. 100. 1919, The Evening Tribune Providence, the 31st of October 1919, page 11, quote, in the midst of our campaign for the relief of the 6 million Jews of Eastern Europe, unquote. 101. 1919, The Record, Johnson City, New York, the 1st of November 1919, page 8, quote, there are 6 million Jews in Eastern Europe whom the war has left dependent upon America for aid, unquote. 102. 1919, Beatrice Daily Sun, Nebraska, the 8th of November 1919, page 2, quote, the territory which Mr. Hoover visited is but a part of that in which 6 million Jews, suffers of war and war's equally horrible aftermath, stand helpless today, the need, 6 million starving souls. 6 million Jews in Poland, Lithuania, Galicia, Palestine, Turkey and Siberia are dying of starvation. These 6 million despairing souls are totally dependent on American generosity for the bare necessities of life. The object, $35 million for 6 million lives, unquote. 103. 1919, Lebanon Daily News, Pennsylvania, the 11th of November 1919, page 2, quote, disease and starvation in Poland. Lieutenant Wright tells of half-starved people clad in rags bred out of leaves, says 6 million face death this winter unless given immediate relief. 6 million face death. 6 million Jews in Eastern Europe face death during the coming winter, unquote. 104. 1919, Felix M. Warburg, New York Times, the 12th of November 1919, quote, the Jews were the worst sufferers in the war. The successive blows of contending armies have all but broken the back of European Jewry and have reduced to tragically unbelievable poverty, starvation and disease about 6 million souls, or half the Jewish population of the earth, unquote. 105. 1919, Gouverneur Free Press, the 12th of November 1919, quote, 6 million men and women are dying. Won't you help them? From across the sea 6 million men and women call to us for help. In 6 million human beings. In this catastrophe, when 6 million human beings are being whirled toward the grave by a cruel and relentless fate. 6 million men and women are dying. 6 million men and women are dying. Because of this war for democracy, 6 million Jewish men and women are starving across the seas. 6 million men and women of the race that helped do the greatest of the world's work are falling into the grave. 6 million famished men and women now turn mute eyes of appeal, unquote. 106. 1919, Chester Times, Pennsylvania, the 28th of November 1919, page 15, quote, there are 6 million Jews in Eastern Europe whom the war has left dependent upon us for aid, unquote. 107. 1919, Ironwood News Record, Michigan, the 6th of December 1919, page 9, quote, for first time in history of race, Jews are asking others for help. They are doing it because 6 million Jews in Eastern and Central Europe are actually in need of food at this moment. The problem of 6 million starving men, women and little children ought to be the problem of all humanity, unquote. 108. 1919, Lima News, Ohio, the 24th of December 1919, page 3, quote, today 6 million Jews are facing the darkest days ever known in the history of the race, unquote. 109. 1919, the Toledo News B, the 27th of December 1919, quote, 6 million human beings are suffering the tortures of disease, hunger and death. American Jewish Relief Committee, unquote. 110. 1920, Van Wert Daily Bulletin, Ohio, the 5th of January 1920, page 3, quote, Jewish relief work in Europe and Asia. There are 6 million Jews in the two continents who because of the war have been made destitute, unquote. 111. 1920, Manti Messenger, Utah, the 19th of March 1920, quote, just now some 6 million of Jews, 800,000 of them just children, are in imminent danger of starvation in Eastern Europe, unquote. 112. 1920, Tulsa Daily World, the 11th of April 1920, section B, page 14, quote, today 6 million Jews are facing the darkest days ever known in the long history of the race, unquote. 113. 1920, Utica Herald Dispatch, the 20th of April 1920, page 9, quote, today 6 million Jews are facing the darkest days ever known in the long history of the race, unquote. 114. 1920, New York Times, the 1st of May 1920, page 8, quote, just another drive, but the lives of 6 million human beings wait upon the answer, unquote. 115. 1920, New York Times, the 2nd of May 1920, page 1, quote, 6 million human beings, without food, shelter, clothing or medical treatment, unquote. 116. 1920, New York Times, the 3rd of May 1920, page 11, quote, your help is needed to save the lives of 6 million people in Eastern and Central Europe, unquote. 117. 1920, New York Times, the 5th of May 1920, page 9, quote, to save 6 million men and women in Eastern Europe from extermination by hunger and disease, unquote. 118. 1920, New York Times, the 5th of May 1920, page 19, quote, 6 million starving, fever-stricken sufferers in war-torn Europe appeal to us, unquote. 119. 1920, New York Times, the 7th of May 1920, quote, Jewish war sufferers in Central and Eastern Europe where 6 millions face horrifying conditions of famine, disease and death, unquote. 120. 1920, a poster tied to a lamppost in a photograph in the 1st of June 1920 edition, Volume 1, Number 3, of Jewish Relief News, quote, Jewish War Relief Campaign, May 2nd to 9, 6 million starving souls, unquote. 121. 1920, Montgomery Advertiser, Montgomery, Alabama, the 29th of June 1920, page 5, quote, must they pay the price? Victims of the war, in the path of five armies, 6 million Jews have been pillaged, plundered, maltreated, driven about the country like cattle, unquote. 122. 1920, Ogden Standard Examiner, the 8th of August 1920, page 9, quote, push drive for Jewish relief, Mr. Bond declared today that there are 6 million Jews in Eastern and Central Europe whom the war has left dependent upon America, unquote. 123. 1920, the Ogden Standard Examiner, the 20th of August 1920, quote, there are 6 million Jews in Eastern and Central Europe whom the war has left dependent upon America, unquote. 124. 1920, New York Tribune, the 29th of August 1920, quote, 6 million Jews were made homeless by 5 years of foreign and domestic wars, unquote. 125. 1920, Brooklyn Daily Eagle, the 29th of August 1920, quote, 6 million Jews had been made homeless, starving, naked and plague-ridden by 5 years of foreign and domestic wars that swept Poland, unquote. 126. 1921, New York Times, the 20th of July 1921, page 2, quote, begs America save 6 million in Russia. Russia's 6 million Jews are facing extermination by massacre, unquote. 127. The New York Hull, the 2nd of January 2, 1922, page 2, quote, Jews meet here January 15 to plan campaign for $6 million for relief, unquote. 128. 1922, Lowell Sun, Massachusetts, the 22nd of March 1922, page 14, quote, the Jews in the immediate district for which the Aid of the War Sufferers campaign is to be given numbered over 6 million. Over 300,000 orphans, over 150,000 desecrated women, over 6 million wandering Jews walking, crawling in their misery, feeding on the bark of trees and on herbs that grow by the wayside, unquote. 129. 1925, Lawrence Journal World, Kansas, the 29th of June 1925, page 5, quote, Jewish National Fund invests almost $6 million in Palestine, unquote. 130. 1926, Encyclopedia Britannica, 13th edition, volume 1, 1926, page 145, quote, while there remain in Russia and Romania over 6 million of Jews who are being systematically degraded, unquote. 131. 1926, Canadian Jewish Review, the 9th of April 1926, page 4, quote, the extreme need of 6 million Jews in Russia and Poland, unquote. 132. 1926, New York Times, the 21st of April 1926, quote, in heaven's name, arouse the Jews of America. New York's quota, $6 million United Jewish Campaign of New York, unquote. 133. 1930, The Daily Times, Pennsylvania, the 15th of March 1930, page 5, quote, will raise $6 million for upbuilding Palestine and to rehabilitate Jews of Eastern Europe, unquote. 134. 1931, The Montreal Gazette, the 28th of December 1931, page 25, quote, 6 million Jews face starvation. Fears crisis at hand. 6 million Jews in Eastern Europe face starvation, and even worse, during the coming winter, unquote. 135. 1932, Symphony of 6 Million, movie, the 29th of April 1932, directed by Gregory LaCava, written by Fanny Hurst, story, J. Walter Rubin, Bernard Schubert, screenplay, starring Ricardo Cortez. 136. 1933, New York Times, the 29th of March 1933, the Joint Distribution Committee is now active in relief and reconstructive work in Eastern Europe where 6 million Jews are involved, unquote. 137. 1933, New York Times, the 1st of June 1933, page 6, quote, Dr. Margoshes said he had received a letter from the poet at Zurich a few days ago, stating that she had run away from the Holocaust, unquote. 138. 1933, The Jewish Western Bulletin, the 21st of September 1933, quote, at this period of human persecution and of human destruction, when life, especially Jewish life, has ceased to be of any value in the cruel land of bloody Germany, when the lives of hundreds of thousands are tortured and hang in the balance, during this Holocaust, unquote. 139. 1935, New York Times, the 8th of September 1935, page 26, quote, the preliminary session of the First World Conference of the Federation of Polish Jews being attended by 60 delegates from 18 countries representing 6 million Jews, unquote. 140. 1936, Kabbalist and Zionist Jacob Dahash, B'nai B'rith Magazine, The National Jewish Monthly, Volume 50, Number 6, March 1936, quote, 6 million Jews are affected by this omnipresent fear of another world war, unquote. 141. 1936, Chaim Weizmann, Raiden und Aufsätze 1901-1936, Judd. Bücherverlag Erwin Luwe, Berlin 1937, page 272-274, quote, it is no exaggeration to say that 6 million Jews are sentenced to be imprisoned in this part of the world, where they are unwanted, and for whom the countries are divided into those, where they are unwanted, and those, where they are not admitted. It is ultimately the fate of 6 million people. Unquote. 142. 1936, New York Times, the 31st of May 1936, page Page 14, quote, Americans appeal for Jewish refuge. The petition, in expressing the opinion of enlightened Christian leadership in the United States, favoring a larger Jewish immigration into Palestine, stressed the intolerable sufferings of the millions of Jews in the European Holocaust. To save these unfortunate millions from total annihilation, unquote. 143. 1936, the Jewish Western Bulletin, the 2nd of June 1936, page 3, quote, Great Britain has it within her power to throw open the gates of Palestine and let in the victimized and persecuted Jews escaping from the European Holocaust, unquote. 144. 1936, the Montreal Gazette, the 8th of August 1936, page 5, quote, Delegates of 32 nations represent 6 million Hebrews, unquote. 145. 1936, Chaim Weizmann, speech before the Peel Commission on Palestine, King David Hotel in Jerusalem, November 25, 1936, quote, If one goes further afield, in Europe, and takes the juries of Romania, Latvia, Lithuania, Austria, one see practically the same picture, and it is no exaggeration on my part to say that today 6 million, I am not speaking of the Jews in Persia and Morocco and such places, who are very inarticulate, one hears very little of them, in that part of the world are doomed to be pent up in places where they are not wanted, these 6 million people to whom I have referred are condemned to live from hand to mouth. It affects the fate of 6 million people, unquote. 146. 1936, Chaim Weizmann, The London Times, the 26th of November 1936, quote, While in Western Europe many individual Jews had happy homes, in Eastern Europe there were 6 million unwanted unfortunates who were condemned to be penned up in places where they could not live. The presence of these 6 million people without a future whose condition was a threat to Europe, unquote. 147. 1936, Chaim Weizmann, the Jewish Western Bulletin, the 11th of December 1936, page 3, quote, where 6 million Jews are in a position which is neither life nor death, unquote. 148. 1936, New York Post, the 11th of December 1936, page 19, quote, Jewish Relief Board to hear Lehman Sude gathering to consider the crisis confronting 6 million Jews in Central and Eastern Europe, unquote. 149. 1937, Fitchburg Sentinel, the 17th of February 1937, page 1 and 11, quote, stating that 6 million Jews in Central Europe have neither life nor death because of extreme persecution, Mrs. Emanuel Halpern of New York City, member of the National Board of Hadassah urged. Today there are 6 million Jews in Central Europe who have neither life nor death, unquote. 150. 1937, The Jewish Criterion, the 3rd of September 1937, quote, the position of the 6 million Jews of Central and Eastern Europe with whose existence the JDC was so vitally concerned, unquote. 151. 1937, Albany Evening News, New York, the 27th of May 1937, page 6, quote, The plight of 6 million Jews in Europe is an outstanding indictment against the ruthlessness of dictatorships that have seen fit to utilize uncivilized and thoroughly unchristian methods in the persecution of minorities, in order to gain their personal and selfish attainments. It is our duty to try to alleviate the perilous conditions of the youth in Germany and Poland, and it is the duty of every Jew to assist in raising the quota that is allotted to us, unquote. 152. 1937, Chaim Weizmann speech, 4th of August 37, at the World Zionist Conference, Switzerland, The Manchester Guardian, UK, the 9th of August 1937, page 13, quote, I told the Royal Commission, on Palestine, November 25, 1936, that the hopes of 6 million Jews are centered on emigration. Then I was asked, but can you bring 6 million to Palestine? I replied, Number I am acquainted with the laws of physics and chemistry and I know the force of material factors. In our generation I divide the figure by three, and you can see in that the depth of the Jewish tragedy, 2 million of youth, with their lives before them, who have lost the most elementary of rights, the right to work. The old ones will pass, they will bear their fate or they will not. They are dust, economic and moral dust in a cruel world, unquote. 153. 1937, the Jewish Western Bulletin, the 31st of December 1937, quote, the number 6 million is often used to describe the Jewish population of Central and Eastern Europe, unquote. 154. 1938, New York Times, the 9th of January 1938, page 12, quote, persecuted Jews seen on increase. 6 million victims noted. 5 to 6 million in all are today the victims of governmental antisemitism, unquote. 155. 1938, New York Times, the 23rd of February 1938, page 23, quote, a depressing picture of 6 million Jews in Central Europe deprived of protection or economic opportunities, slowly dying of starvation, all hope gone. Now antisemitism has spread to 13 European nations and threatens the very existence of millions of Jews, unquote. 156. 1938, Sunday Times Advertiser, Trenton, New Jersey, the 20th of March 1938, quote, the simple fact is that the fate of 6 million Jews in Poland, Romania, Germany and Austria hangs in the balance, unquote. 157. 1938, The Jewish Criterion, Pittsburgh, the 1st of April 1938, page 15, quote, I shall not comment upon the first except to remind you that 6 million Jews in Europe are struggling between life and death, unquote. 158. 1938, The Guardian, the 4th of April 1938, page 11, quote, 6 million Jews at this moment are trapped like rats, unquote. 159. 1938, New York Times, the 2nd of May 1938, quote, the rising tide of antisemitism in Europe today, which has deprived more than 6 million Jews and non-Aryans of a birthright, unquote. 160. 1938, Jacob Leschinsky, The Jews of Central Europe, in Jewish Frontier, Volume 5, Number 6, June 1938, page 13, quote, every nation is morally compelled to face the bitter truth. This article is written not with the intent of bewailing our plight, but in order to arrive at a factual calculation of the status of 6 million Jews in Central and Eastern Europe and of the prospects that exist in the lands of immigration, unquote. 161. 1938, Port Arthur News, the 9th of June 1938, page 1, quote, it is estimated that nearly 6 million Jews have been driven from their homes by ruthless oppressors and stripped not only of their property but their right to work for a living, unquote. 162. 1938, Rochester Democrat and Chronicle, the 16th of June 1938, page 18, quote, Judge Lewis urged American members of the race to swing moral and financial powers into the channels of evacuating some 6 million Jews to Palestine, unquote. 163. 1938, Turtle Mountain Star, Rolla, North Dakota, the 6th of October 1938, quote, 5 or 6 million Jews, uprooted by dictatorship and tossed about by economic storms, may have to depend upon the development of the Holy Land, under British mandate, as a solution to their difficulties. But they face the hostility of the Arabs living there, whose economic and religious interests conflict with theirs. Protects the settlers from the raiding Arabs. The Arabs are coming. The dreaded Mohammedan raiders have been sighted by a neighbor settler, unquote. 164. 1938, The Times, the 22nd of November 1938, quote, mass emigration of Jews to Palestine for 2 years and the formation of a Jewish National Assembly was advocated by Sir John Haslam, MP, in a message which he sent to a public meeting at the Kingsway Hall last night held by the New Zionist Organization. The message stated that the problem now involved some 6 million Jews, unquote. 165. 1939, New York Times, the 15th of January 1939, page 27, quote, Rabbi Silver wanted assistance to Jewish emigration safeguarded so that European governments would realize that it is impossible to evacuate 6 million Jews, unquote. 166. 1939, The Binghamton Press, the 18th of January 1939, page 8, quote, Irish plea, Deputy Robert Briscoe, only Jewish member of the Irish Parliament, arrives in New York City to begin a campaign to enlist Americans in a plan for resettling approximately 6 million Jews in Palestine, unquote. 167. 1939, the Canadian Jewish Chronicle, the 27th of January 1939, quote, only 6 million Jews remain at the moment safe. But they will have to carry the burden, unquote. 168. 1939, the Daily Sentinel, Rome, New York, the 31st of January 1939, page 11, quote, does Mr. X really believe that if Hitler gains control of Spain with the help of Franco, that life in Spain will be any different than it is today in Germany, Austria and Czechoslovakia, where 6 million Jews have been murdered, unquote. 169. 1939, Chaim Weizmann, The Palestine Post, the 14th of February 1939, quote, the fate of 6 million people was in balance, unquote. 170. 1939, The Jewish Criterion, the 17th of February 1939, page 20, quote, the fate of 6 million people is in the balance. They supported their stand with a declaration that Jews never needed unrestricted immigration to Palestine as much as at present, with 6 million Jewish refugees seeking a haven, unquote. 171. 1939, The Evening Independent, the 22nd of February 1939, page 1, quote, 6 million helpless. There are 6 million Jews in Europe today fighting desperately against intolerance and despair. For them the support of the United Appeal is crucial, unquote. 172. 1939, The Jewish Western Bulletin, the 3rd of March 1939, quote, 6 million Jews overseas facing persecution, discrimination and economic ruin, unquote. 173. 1939, The Advocate, America's Jewish Journal. Volumes 95-98, the 17th of March 1939, page 47, quote, if the 6 million Jews that constitute the European scene were removed from the lands where they now dwell, the forces of brutality and ruthlessness would still continue to operate, unquote. 174. 1939, The Jewish Criterion, the 7th of April 1939, page 4, quote, not in Hitler's hands, in yours. The fate of 6 million European Jews, unquote. 175. 1939, The Jewish Criterion, the 7th of April 1939, page 33, quote, 6 million Jewish people who are in dire need today, unquote. 176. 1939, The Jewish Criterion, the 14th of April 1939, page 4, quote, recent events in Central Europe have brought to 6 million the total number of Jews in Central and Eastern European countries affected by anti-Semitic activities, unquote. 177. 1939, The Jewish Criterion, the 14th of April 1939, page 6, quote, whether our 6 million fellow countrymen will live or die. More than a million refugees, starving, tortured, fear-dazed, have been dragged from their homes, separated from their families, expelled from their countries. 5 million more await with horror the moment this misery will strike them. 178. 1939, Chester Times, Pennsylvania, the 20th of April 1939, page 6, quote, 6 million Jews are the stepchildren of fate in Europe today, unquote. 179. 1939, The Jewish Criterion, the 21st of April 1939, page 15, quote, the distress and suffering of 6 million Jews in Europe. Have you done your duty? The United Jewish Fund needs your help for the helpless 6 million in Europe, unquote. 180. 1939, The Jewish Criterion, the 28th of April 1939, page 3, quote, 6 million fellow Jews who are in distress today, unquote. 181. 1939, The Niagara Falls Gazette, the 1st of May 1939, page 15, quote, Ithaca Rabbi says free Jews must aid harassed brethren. 6 million Jews are refugees, members of B'nai B'rith lodges told. 3/8 of the world's Jewish population of 16 million persons, or approximately 6 million persons, are potential refugees. Rabbi Fischoff declared that the 6 million Jews or Christians of Jewish extraction are in real of imminent danger due to the spread of totalitarianism in the world, unquote. 182. 1939, The Jewish Criterion, the 5th of May 1939, page 9, quote, Plight of 6 million, the 6 million European Jews, unquote. 183. 1939, The Jewish Criterion, the 12th of May 1939, page 7, quote, The year of 1939 is the year of the most critical struggle of 6 million European Jews, unquote. 184. 1939, Western Morning News, Devon, UK, the 8th of June 1939, page 6, quote, Plight of the Unwanted, a little more than a month ago Lord Winterton, chairman of the Evian Committee, declared that the potential problem concerned 5 or 6 million Jews, unquote. 185. 1939, Ohio Jewish Chronicle, the 30th of June 1939, page 1, quote, The crisis which Jews of Europe are facing today envelops far more than 6 million souls, unquote. 186. 1939, Contemporary Jewish Record, Volume 2, Number 5, September to October 1939, page 3, published by the American Jewish Committee, quote, The coming war would be the annihilation of the 6 million Jews in East and Central Europe, unquote. 187. 1939, The Sentinel, Chicago, Illinois, the 12th of October 1939, quote, The coming war would be the annihilation of the 6 million Jews in East and Central Europe, unquote. 188. 1939, The Jewish Criterion, the 13th of October 1939, page 2, quote, The coming war would be the annihilation of the 6 million Jews in East and Central Europe, unquote. 189. 1939, Samuel Bronchek, Syracuse Herald Journal, the 30th of October 1939, page 15, quote, In Poland alone there are 6 million Jews who are now subject to Hitler's persecution or Stalin's communizing, unquote. 190. 1939, The Southern Israelite, the 28th of November 1939, quote, The coming war would be the annihilation of the 6 million Jews in East and Central Europe, unquote. 191. 1940, Mason City Globe Gazette, Iowa, the 20th of January 1940, page 16, quote, Mr. Tannenbaum stressed that Palestine offered the only solution to the 6 million Jews who are homeless, starving and sick in Central and Eastern Europe today, unquote. 192. 1940, The Southern Israelite, the 3rd of May 1940, quote, Almost 6 million Jews find themselves on the brink of starvation and extermination. Their only hope is the help which the Jews of America can extend to them. The success of the United Jewish Appeal will determine their fate, unquote. 193. 1940, Robert W. Schiff, Ohio Jewish Chronicle, the 17th of May 1940, page 1, quote, Over 6 million Jews in Central and Eastern Europe are faced with great danger of annihilation as the result of the sweep of war and oppression, unquote. 194. 1940, New York Times, the 25th of June 1940, page 4, quote, 6 million Jews in Europe are doomed to destruction, if the victory of Nazis should be final. The chances for mass emigration and resettlement of European Jewry seem to be remote, and European Jews face the danger of physical annihilation. Even the 4 million Jews under Soviet rule, although free from racial discrimination, are not safe in the event of a final Nazi victory, unquote. 195. 1940, Joplin News Herald, Missouri, the 25th of June 1940, page 3, quote, 6 million Jews in Europe are doomed to destruction, unquote. 196. 1940, The Palm Beach Post, the 25th of June 1940, quote, Dr. Nahum Goldman said today that if the Nazis should achieve final victory 6 million Jews in Europe are doomed to destruction, unquote. 197. 1940, Ohio Jewish Chronicle, the 28th of June 1940, Page 1, quote, "The lives of 6 million Jews have been uprooted by the psychopathic, political ambitions of totalitarian leaders," unquote. 198. 1940, The Palestine Post, 1 July 1940, page 6, quote, "Nor must we despair that 6 million Jews will forever lose trace of their historic heritage," unquote. 199. 1940, The Jewish Criterion, 15 November 1940, quote, "JNF to raise $6 million for Palestine during coming year." The Jewish National Fund of America voted to raise $6 million for the Holy Land's war needs during the coming year, unquote. 200. 1941, Salt Lake Tribune, 5 February 1941, page 2, quote, "Nazis prepare blueprint of all world enslaved. Later, the survivors will all be sent to whatever reservation the Nazis finally decide to set up, all 6 million of Europe's Jews," unquote. 201. 1941, New York Times, 2 October 1941, quote, "As to avoid the likelihood of another Holocaust," unquote. 202. 1941, The Jewish Criterion, 28 November 1941, quote, "6 million Jews in Europe look to America for aid," says Warburg. "Fully 6 million Jews in Europe," unquote. 203. 1942, The Jewish Spectator, Volume 7, 1942, page 53, quote, "Now, too, the unspeakable tragedy of almost 6 million Jews under Nazi domination is not considered sufficiently important to be discussed," unquote. 204. 1942, The Palestine Post, 1 November 1942, quote, "The chief rabbi, who spoke on behalf of Empire Jewry and Jews of the United Nations, as well as of all 6 million Jews in Europe, said that the deliberate extinction of the whole House of Israel was being carried out by Hitler's sadists and quislings on a scale beyond compare even in the annals of Israel," unquote. 205. 1942, New York Times, 13 December 1942, page 21, quote, "Rabbi Israel Goldstein in Temple B'nai Yeshurun, 88th Street, near Broadway, declared, quote, authenticated reports point to 2 million Jews who have already been slain by all manner of satanic barbarism, and plans for the total extermination of all Jews upon whom the Nazis can lay their hands. The slaughter of a third of the Jewish population in Hitler's domain and the threatened slaughter of all is a Holocaust without parallel," unquote. 206. 1942, The Courier Mail, Brisbane, 19 December 1942, quote, "German horror crimes, Allies promise justice." Statements issued simultaneously in London, Washington, and Moscow told of German barbarity and of proof of the Nazi determination to exterminate Jews. Hitler's decision to exterminate the Jews. It is estimated that there are between 5 and 6 million Jews in occupied Europe. Nazi slaughterhouse. Hitler's oft-repeated intention to exterminate the Jewish people in Europe, unquote. 207. 1942, Barrier Minor, Australia, 23 December 1942, quote, "Mr. Silverman suggested that Australia and Canada could each absorb 6 million Jews. Most are doomed. The Jewish Congress declares that 2 million Jews have been exterminated so far," unquote. 208. 1942, The Massacre of a People, What the Democracies Can Do, 1943. The following article is an excerpt from Let My People Go, a pamphlet written on Christmas Day 1942 in London, quote, "Of the 6 million Jews or so who were living at the outbreak of the war in what is at present Nazi-occupied Europe, a high proportion, between 1 and 2 million, have been deliberately murdered by the Nazis and their satellites. Unless something effective is done, within a very few months these 6 million Jews will all be dead," unquote. 209. 1943, American Zionist Emergency Council, as of 1970, American Zionist Movement, Palestine, Volumes 1-5, 1943, quote, "Jewish civilian casualties will be close to 6 million, unquote. 210. 1943, Debates, House of Commons, Official Report, Volume 5, Canada, 1943, quote, I should like to read a bit from a pamphlet entitled Let My People Go, written by Victor Gollancz, of the 6 million Jews or so who were living at the outbreak of the war in what is at present Nazi-occupied Europe. A high proportion, say between 1 and 2 million, have been deliberately murdered by the Nazis and their satellites. Within a very few months these 6 million Jews will all be dead, unquote. 211. 1943, The Canberra Times, the 25th of January 1943, quote, Jews are being subjected as part of Hitler's plan to exterminate 6 million Jews in occupied Europe, unquote. 212. 1943, The London Times, the 25th of January 1943, quote, They note further that the extermination already carried out is part of the carrying into effect of Hitler's oft-repeated intention to exterminate the Jewish people in Europe, which means in effect the extermination of some 6 million persons in the territories over which Hitler's rule has been extended, unquote. 213. 1943, Lowell Sun, Massachusetts, the 26th of January 1943, page 9, quote, Of these 6 million Jews, almost a third have already been massacred by Germans, Romanians and Hungarians, and the most conservative of scorekeepers estimate that before the war ends at least another third will have been done to death, unquote. 214. 1943, The Guardian, the 27th of January 1943, page 4, quote, A proposal to save the Jews. Some 6 million lives remained in imminent peril, unquote. 215. 1943, The Canadian Jewish Review, the 29th of January 1943, page 1, quote, Hitler really intended to exterminate 6 million more human beings, unquote. 216. 1943, The Zionist Review, the 29th of January 1943, page 3, quote, A statement calling on the government to declare its readiness to cooperate in finding an immediate refuge for all Jewish refugees from death at the hands of the Nazis has been issued by the Archbishops of Canterbury, Dr. Temple, York, Dr. Garbett, and Wales, Dr. Green. They note, further, that the extermination already carried out is part of the carrying into effect of Hitler's oft-repeated intention to exterminate the Jewish people in Europe, which means in effect the extermination of some 6 million persons in the territories over which Hitler's rule has been extended, unquote. 217. 1943, Hull Daily Mail, the 30th of January 1943, page 3, quote, Mr. Gollancz states that of the 6 million Jews living at the outbreak of war in the present Nazi-dominated areas, between 1 and 2 million have been deliberately murdered, unquote. 218. 1943, Contemporary Jewish Record, Volume 6, Number 1, February 1943, published by the American Jewish Committee, quote, Suddenly, during the summer of 1942, world public opinion was shocked out of its lethargy by the realization that the Nazis had decreed the complete extinction of 6 million Jews and that a third of the victims had already perished, unquote. 219. 1943, Ben Hecht, Reader's Digest, February 1943, page 108, quote, Of these 6 million Jews, almost a third have already been massacred by Germans, Romanians, and Hungarians, and the most conservative of the scorekeepers estimate that before the war ends at least another third will have been done to death, unquote. 220. 1943, Western Morning News, Devon, UK, the 5th of February 1943, page 2, Quote, There are some who hold that Hitler's set purpose is the extermination of the Jews in occupied Europe, numbering about 6 million. We can neither accommodate 6 million Jews here nor dictate the attitude of other governments, unquote. 221. 1943, New York Times, the 2nd of March 1943, quote, Appalling is the fact that those who proclaim the four freedoms have so far done very little to secure even the freedom to live for 6 million of their Jewish fellow men by readiness to rescue those who might still escape Nazi torture and butchery, unquote. 222. 1943, The Canadian Jewish Review, the 14th of March 1943, page 8, quote, 2 million of Jews have already been done to death. 6 million in mid-Europe are sentenced to die, unquote. 223. 1943, Wallace Duell, Cumberland Evening Times, the 23rd of March 1943, page 1, quote, "The Nazis set out in the beginning to destroy whole peoples. They expected to obliterate from the earth not less than 6 million Jews as a beginning," unquote. 224. 1943, The Advertiser, Adelaide, Australia, the 15th of May 1943, quote, "The possibility of the complete wiping out of 6 million Jews if something is not immediately done to secure a harbor of refuge," unquote. 225. 1943, the 21st of July 1943, Ben Hecht's show We Shall Not Die staged at the Hollywood Bowl, California, quote, "The Germans murdered 2 million Jewish civilians without trouble. The Germans are murdering the surviving 4 million Jewish civilians of Europe without trouble," unquote. 226. 1943, The Yorkshire Post and Leeds Mercury, the 7th of December 1943, page 1, quote, "Hitler had pronounced a sentence of death on the 6 million Jews of Europe. The Nazis had already murdered 2 million by machine gun and lethal chamber, by torture and hunger, and were now busy exterminating the third million," unquote. 227. 1943, The Canadian Jewish Review, the 13th of August 1943, page 8, quote, "2 million Jews out of Europe, 6 million have already been slaughtered by the Nazis, most of the remainder seem doomed," unquote. 228. 1943, Toledo Blade, the 27th of August 1943, quote, "3 million Jews left in Europe, 5,300,000 reported to have perished. Europe's Jewish population has been reduced from 8,300,000 to 3 million during the 10 years the Nazis have been in power," says the Institute of Jewish Affairs, unquote. 229. 1944, The Palestine Post, the 23rd of January 1944, quote, "Only a handful of Polish Jews survived the extermination. They were now either with the partisans in the forests or living as crypto-Jews. The death toll was 6 million, they declared," unquote. 230. 1944, The Polish Jewish Observer, section of the City and East London Observer, the 4th of February 1944, page 1, quote, "6 million Jews slain? That the appalling total of 6 million Jews have been slaughtered in Poland was testified to by the two members of the Polish underground movement who have just arrived in Palestine. The figure of 6 million slain, it was said, included Jews deported to Poland from various European countries," unquote. 231. 1944, The Montreal Gazette, the 18th of March 1944, page 11, quote, "There must be assurance that the Germans, unrepentant as they were after the last war, do not prepare another Holocaust," unquote. 232. 1944, Rabbi Chaim Weissmantel, in a letter dated May 15, 1944, addressed to the Zionist leadership in Palestine, quote, "And you, our brothers in Palestine, in all the countries of freedom, and you, ministers of all the kingdom, how do you keep silent in the face of this great murder? Silent while thousands on thousands, reaching now to 6 million Jews, were murdered," unquote. 233. 1944, Rabbi Chaim Weissmantel, the 31st of May 1944, quote, "Heads of government and radio must announce what was done to our people in the slaughterhouse of Belzec, Malkania, Treblinka, Sobibor, and Auschwitz. Till now 6 times a million Jews from Europe and Russia have been destroyed," unquote. 234. 1944, Moshe Sharet, future Israeli PM, the 15th of June 1944. Quoted in a telegram, same day, from the British High Commissioner of Palestine to the Colonial Secretary in London, TNAQ, T161-1167, quote, "Shertop derived the impression that enemy motives were mixed, and might be all or any of the following: A. The purely realistic object of getting various commodities from us through the only medium of exchange available, B. Hope that by obtaining some credit in our eyes for not slaughtering 2 million Jews, they would get away with the fact that they had slaughtered 6 million Jews already," unquote. 235. 1944, United Electrical, Radio and Machine Workers of America Convention Proceedings, 25 29 September 1944, quote, whereas, history records no parallel to the bestial cruelties inflicted on the Jewish people of Europe by the Nazis and their satellites, whose coldly calculated program of extermination of all European Jews very nearly succeeded, almost 6 million Jews having been murdered in cold blood, unquote. 236. 1944, Youngstown Vindicator, Ohio, the 27th of November 1944, quote, a five-volume black book containing a documentary record of the German massacre of approximately 6 million European Jews is being prepared by the State Publishing House, unquote. 237. 1944, the Pittsburgh Press, the 28th of November 1944, page 5, quote, 6 million Jews listed slaughtered. A five-volume black book containing a documentary record of the German massacre of approximately 6 million European Jews was being prepared today by the State Publishing House. The work was under the general editorship of Ilya Ehrenberg, and the editorial board included poet-playwright Konstantin Simonov, writer Vsevolod Ivanov, and poetess Vera Imber, unquote. 238. 1944, The Leader, the 28th of November 1944, quote, Russian Black Book lists German crimes. The first volume of a five-volume Russian Black Book recording the documentary form of the German massacre of approximately 6 million European Jews has been completed by the Soviet State Publishing House. The five-volume work is under the general editorship of Ilya Ehrenberg, noted Soviet writer and war correspondent, with an editorial board that includes poet-playwright Konstantin Simonov, writer Vsevolod Ivanov, and poetess Vera Imber. Editors of the work, which will be published in both Russian and English in press runs of hundreds of thousands of copies, estimate from data now available that the Germans killed between 5 million and 6 million Jews in Russia, Poland, and Western Europe. They believe an additional 500,000 now are being murdered in Hungary, unquote. 239. 1944, The Palestine Post, the 28th of November 1944, quote, 6 millions murdered. The Soviet State Publishing House is preparing the publication of another black book, a documentary record of the German massacre of approximately 6 million European Jews. According to the Soviet editors, the Germans killed between 5 and 6 million Russian, Polish, and Western European Jews, and an additional 500,000 are being murdered in Hungary now, unquote. 240. 1944, The Jewish Criterion, the 1st of December 1944, quote, 5,500,000 Jews have been killed in Germany and German-occupied territories since the outbreak of the war. Yes, the Germans murdered close to 6 million Jews, unquote. 241. 1944, President of the Chester Zionist Organization, Rabbi Naftali Frischberg, Chester Times, Pennsylvania, the 2nd of December 1944, page 6, quote, with 6 million dead abroad, how can the Council on Judaism, unquote. 242. 1944, Springfield Republican, Springfield, Massachusetts, the 4th of December 1944, page 2, quote, 6 million Jews dead, result of the war, the war losses of world Jewish, including those killed in action, now total more than 6 million, Dr. Nahum Goldman told members of the Executive Committee of the New England Division of the American Jewish Congress today, unquote. 243. 1944, Nahum Goldman, Jewish Western Bulletin, the 8th of December 1944, quote, apart from Jewish losses in combat service, 5,500,000 Jews have been killed in Germany and German-occupied territories since the outbreak of the war. These figures exceed the number anticipated even by the most pessimistic. Yes, the Germans murdered close to 6 million Jews, unquote. 244. 1944, Ilya Ehrenberg, Soviet War News, the 22nd of December 1944, quote, in the regions they seized, Germans killed all Jews, from the old folks to infants in arms. Ask any German prisoners why his fellow countrymen annihilated 6 million innocent people, unquote. 245. 1945, Ilya Ehrenberg, Soviet War News, the 4th of January 1945, Quote, in regions they seized, the Germans killed all the Jews from the old folk to infants in arms. Ask any German prisoner why his fellow countrymen annihilated 6 million innocent people and he will reply quite simply, why, they were Jews, unquote. 246. 1945, New York Times, the 8th of January 1945, quote, 6 million Jews dead. The Jewish population in Europe has been reduced from 9,500,000 in 1939 to 3,500,000. Of the 6 million European Jews who have died, 5 million had lived in the countries under Hitler's occupation, unquote. 247. 1945, New York Times, the 11th of February 1945, page 10, quote, 1,200,000 Jews survived of the 6 million who had been under German rule during the war, and that most of them were eager to come to Palestine, unquote. 248. 1945, New York Times, the 17th of February 1945, quote, Dr. Joseph Schwartz, European Director of the American Jewish Joint Distribution Committee, estimated today that 500,000 of Europe's 6 million Jews had escaped destruction by emigration and that only 1 million to 1,500,000 of Europe's 6 million Jews were now left on the continent, unquote. 249. 1945, Ilya Ehrenberg, Pravda, the 1st of March 1945, quote, the world now knows that the Germans killed 6 million Jews. They killed all Jews, from infants at the breast to the aged, unquote. 250. 1945, Ilya Ehrenberg, Soviet War News, the 15th of March 1945, quote, the world now knows that Germany has killed 6 million Jews, unquote. 251. 1945, Joseph Thon, President of the National Organization of Polish Jews in America, the 22nd of March 1945, quote, I accuse the whole German people that in the years 1939 to 1945 they slaughtered upward of 15 million men, among which there were 6,000,000 Jews. The German people murdered, in cold blood, in excess of 6 million European Jews, among them over 3 million Polish Jews, unquote. 252. 1945, Ilya Ehrenberg, The Advertiser, Adelaide, the 27th of March 1945, quote, the Germans tortured the last handful of Jews. The Germans killed 6 million Jews, all the Jews of Poland, Hungary, the Ukraine, Lithuania, Bielorussia, West Europe and of course Germany, unquote. 253. 1945, Army News, Darwin, Australia, the 11th of April 1945, quote, Nazis have murdered 6 million Jews. Of a population of 16 million Jews in the world before the war, more than 6 million had been murdered by the Nazis, unquote. 254. 1945, New York Post, the 21st of April 1945, page 9, quote, the Nazi leaders felt they had nothing to fear. They murdered 6 million Jews, but nothing was done. In the words of the Czech delegate to the London War Crimes Commission, unquote. 255. 1945, Stephen S. Wise, May 1945, Norman Finkelstein, Friends Indeed, The Special Relationship of Israel and the United States, Millbrook Press, Brookfield 1998, page 33, quote, the Christian world, and I include England, of course, in the Christian world, suffered 6 million of the people of Jesus of Nazareth to die in a most horrible manner. The Christian world owes the Jews some reparation, unquote. 256. 1945, New York Times, the 2nd of May 1945, quote, estimated that only 1 million of 6 million Jews in Europe in 1939 were still alive, unquote. 257. 1945, The Pittsburgh Press, the 13th of May 1945, quote, Nazis destroy 6 million Jews. Of the 8 million Jews living in Germany and German-occupied countries before the war, 6,200,000 have died from either execution, cruel treatment or starvation, according to latest figures compiled by Jewish welfare organizations here, unquote. 258. 1945, New York Times, May 20, 1945, page 7, quote, seemingly endless streams of former slaves from all parts of Europe and by the huge cantonments of liberated victims of Nazism. More than 6 million of them have been liberated, unquote. 259. 1945, Dr. Jacob Robinson, lawyer, 11-12 June 1945, David Irving, Nuremberg, The Last Battle, Focal Point, London 1996, pages 61 and following, quote, how great were these losses, inquired Robert H. Jackson, seeking a figure to use at the coming trial. 6 million, responded Dr. Robinson, and indicated that the figure included Jews in all Nazi-occupied lands from the Channel to Stalingrad. Jackson noted that day, I was particularly interested in knowing the source and reliability of his estimate as I know no authentic data on it, unquote. 260. 1945, Chaim Weizmann, president of the World Zionist Organization, speech in London at the World Zionist Congress on August 1, 1945. An answer to Mr. Bevin by Chaim Weizmann, Jewish Spectator, Volume 10, Number 5, September 1945, quote, the Jewish people, with its 6 million victims in Europe, unquote. 261. 1945, David Ben-Gurion, speech in London at the World Zionist Congress on the 2nd of August 1945. Footage viewable at criticalpass.com, quote, the 6 million slaughtered Jews, unquote. 262. 1945, the Canadian Jewish Chronicle, the 3rd of August 1945, page 7, quote, this commission is gathering all materials, documents, and photographs illustrating the martyrology of Polish Jews and of the Jews of all Europe. This proves that the Germans murdered 6 million European Jews in Poland, unquote. 263. 1945, Alexander L. Easterman, political secretary of the World Jewish Congress, letter to the head of the British War Crimes Trials Brigadier General Henry Shapcott, 8 August, 1945, in UK NAR, WO 309-424, page 102b, quote, as I inform you, the World Jewish Congress has been in relations with the United Nations War Crimes Commission and with various governments on the question of the Jewish aspect of war crimes. In formal memoranda and in many discussions with these authorities, the Congress has expressed their views upon the specific character of the crimes committed against the Jews in Europe by the Nazi government of Germany and their satellites, crimes which have culminated in the extermination, as a result of a calculated and planned conspiracy against the Jewish people, of some 6 million Jewish men, women and children, unquote. 264. 1945, The Canadian Jewish Review, the 10th of August 1945, page 1, quote, while the Jews, who had lost 6 million victims to Nazism in Europe, unquote. 265. 1945, The Times, London, the 14th of August 1945, quote, some 6 million men, women, and children, were put to death by the Nazis and their satellites, unquote. 266. 1945, The Evening Post, New Zealand, the 21st of August 1945, page 5, quote, two-fifths of all Jewry, nearly 6 million men, women and children were butchered, unquote. 267. 1945, The Guardian, the 5th of September 1945, page 8, quote, altogether, it is estimated that 6 million Jews have been killed, unquote. 268. 1945, The Canberra Times, the 6th of September 1945, quote, 6 million Jews killed by Germans. Throughout the war the Germans killed 6 million Jews, the number left in Europe being approximately 1,600,000, most surviving Jews desired to emigrate to Palestine. The agency plans to send 6 groups of 6 men each to help Jews in German camps. It is planned to erect a monument on the summit of Mount Scopus to commemorate the Jews who died. It will bear the names of all the 6 million, including soldiers, partisans and ghetto fighters. All the Jewish cultural documents and religious objects left in Central and Eastern Europe are to be collected in Palestine, unquote. 269. 1945, The Evening Post, New Zealand, the 6th of September 1945, page 7, quote, the Germans killed 6 million Jews during the war, said Mr. Eliyahu Dobkin, head of the Jewish agency's immigration department, on his return to Jerusalem from Central Europe, unquote. 270. 1945, Jewish Western Bulletin, the 7th of September 1945, page 43, quote, almost 6 million Jews were wiped out during these years, unquote. 271. 1945, Jewish Western Bulletin, the 7th of September 1945, page 47, quote, throughout the world there is a growing indignation over the barbarism and the unspeakable cruelty of the mass murders of 6 million Jews by the Nazis, unquote. 272. 1945, New York Times, the 17th of September 1945, quote, 6 million Jews have died as martyrs and their blood cries up from the ground, unquote. 273. 1945, Dr. Joseph Tenenbaum, president of the American Federation of Polish Jews, the Jewish Criterion, the 21st of September 1945, page 7, quote, due to German atrocities and Allied neglect 6 million Jews have been slaughtered, unquote. 274. 1945, American Zionist Emergency Council, New York Post, the 27th of September 1945, quote, it was our very unhappy conviction all along that the responsibility for the extinction of 6 million Jews in Europe was not Hitler's alone. The entire Christian world shares that responsibility, unquote. 275. 1945, the Canadian Jewish Review, the 28th of September 1945, page 8, quote, we mourn 6 million dead adults, the aged, the young and the little Jewish children. We remember them, unquote. 276. 1945, the 30th of September 1945. At a Zionist rally at Madison Square Gardens, New York City, a huge banner approximately 50 feet long and 2.5 feet high, hung above the stage on which the speakers addressed the audience. The banner said, quote, aren't 6 million Jewish deaths enough? Unquote. 277. 1945, New York Post, the 1st of October 1945, page 15, quote, while we waited patiently for the fulfillment of Great Britain's pledges to the Jewish people, they said, 6 million Jews were killed in Europe. Comma, aren't 6 million Jewish dead enough? Unquote. 278. 1945, The Evening Post, the 2nd of October 1945, page 7, quote, the 6 million Jews who had been killed, unquote. 279. 1945, The Manhattan Zionist Club, New York Post, the 3rd of October 1945, page 21, quote, for years we waited patiently for the fulfillment of Great Britain's pledges to the Jewish people, we waited in vain. In the meantime, 6 million Jews were killed in Europe, unquote. 280. 1945, The Canadian Jewish Chronicle, the 5th of October 1945, page 6, quote, you now propose to continue to keep these doors shut against our survivors, after 6 million of our people perished, for whose death your country, Britain, is not without blame, unquote. 281. 1945, The Chester Times, the 10th of October 1945, quote, it was our very unhappy conviction all along that the responsibility for extinction of 6 million Jews in Europe was not Hitler's alone. The entire Christian world shares that responsibility, unquote. 282. 1945, The Observer, the 14th of October 1945, page 5, quote, at the entrance to its office, a large poster asks the searching question, 6 million Jews have been murdered, world, where is thy conscience? Unquote. 283. 1945, The Canadian Jewish Review, the 26th of October 1945, page 12, quote, they look about and behold the tragic suffering of Israel during the past decade in which 6 million Jews perished and they see to see Israel as a defeated nation, unquote. 284. 1945, The Observer, the 2nd of November 1945, page 10, quote, the horror of the Middle Ages with all forms of torture was brought down upon European Israel with the result that 6 million of Jews perished, unquote. 285. 1945, Lebanon Daily News, Pennsylvania, the 9th of November 1945, page 11, quote, 6 million Jews have perished, victims of the Nazis, unquote. 286. 1945, Peter Gay, The Gateway, University of Alberta, the 9th of November 1945, page 2, quote, 6 million Jews have been murdered and the few remaining ones are denied a haven, unquote. 287. 1945, Chaim Weizmann, President of the WZO, speech on the 19th of November 1945, at the Convention of the Zionist Organization of America in Atlantic City. Weizmann's rebuke to Bevin, The Jewish Chronicle, November 30, 1945, page 1, quote, after the slaughter of 6 million Jews, the remnant of 1.5 million implore the shelter of the Jewish homeland? What a sorry epitaph the new declaration of policy seeks to write over the graves of 6 million of our dead. The soil of Europe is saturated with their innocent blood, unquote. 288. 1945, The Indian Express, Madras, dash the 19th of November 1945, page 4, quote, the world will have no peace as long as Jews have no opportunity to determine their destiny in their own land. We know from bloody experience that mass murder of 6 million Jews was made possible only because of their homelessness and statelessness, unquote.